Back here on Thunder Country 98.3, our pregame tonight of our high school football game of the week. Lamore Litchell Marion taking on Kidder County, and assistant coach Lucas Isaacson from the Lobos joining us. How's it going, Coach?
Good. How are you today?
Doing all right. All right is we're doing fantastic. We're getting down there. This is what, the week seven of the regular season, just 3 weeks left to go or something like that in the regular season. And I guess the first question I have for you, Coach, is some changes with your team since I saw you the first game, offensive, just moving some pieces around. Aiden Brown got a chance to start at quarterback. And how do you feel he did in that first game at quarterback last week?
Well, Aiden's been there. I think this will be week three for him, and he's learning every week, and you know, that's obviously what you want out of your high school quarterback, especially somebody that is new to the position. And Aiden's done a great job of getting us in and out of the huddle and making sure we're doing the right thing. And you know, I think it's been good for our team. Being able to move some other guys around.
And Shane Ness back at running back, and I think what Coach Delabar said, and you'll probably echo this, is he's a playmaker and you want to get the ball in his hands. Was that kind of the reason to get him into that running back position?
Yeah, exactly. That it gives us a little more flexibility with Shea, and anytime you can give Shea Ness the ball in space, or you can create different opportunities for him to operate, that makes us a better team, and I know that Shea was open to it, and Aiden's done a good job, and having Shea with the flexibility has been good for our team as well.
Well, now here with Kidder County, a team that comes in with a pretty good running attack, a couple of good backs, and a quarterback. How do you feel you need? What do you need to do to neutralize their ground game here tonight?
Well, probably trying to control that option. From what I've seen on film, they do a good job with that, and the option offense is designed for you to break down, and we've got to make sure we play our responsibilities and do the things that we've been working on all week at practice. And you know, I think if we can do those things, that obviously gives us a much better shot. But they're a good team. You're exactly right. They do a great job running the ball, and they've got some talented backs. And like I said, we just need to make sure we stay responsible with what we're doing, and we'll see how it plays out.
Well, one question I like to ask coaches, I think I've asked it every week this year, because these are the unsung guys, and especially when you're talking the ground game, is the guys up front. So on the offensive line, do you like your matchup at the offensive and defensive line?
I do. I think, you know, Coach Delabar and I talked early in the year, and I would say that's probably the strength of our team is with our linemen. We've got some talented athletes that play some of our skill positions, but those guys up front really do a lot for us. Caleb Hirschkorn, Xavier Matice, Cameron Zimmerman, Noah Peterson, Zach Deal, just you know, they open the holes for us, but they also help control the defensive side of the ball. So you know, every coach will tell you everything starts up front, and I believe that's very true about us as well. And those guys take a lot of pride in what they do, and we're happy with the effort they've been giving us.
Final question for you, Lucas, and I know this is a standard question when you have – it's going to be a little colder than normal, but you guys had a cold week of practice, so you think the fellas mentally are ready for a little bit of a colder game than they've had the first 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. It was Tuesday was a little wet and cold, but yesterday wasn't too bad, on Wednesday wasn't too bad. So I think they'll be fine with that stuff. Usually once you start playing, the cool weather benefits, especially those guys that are on the field, and most of our guys are going both ways. So I think that they'll be ready, and I don't see it being any hindrance to them. They're just excited to play on Friday nights.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate the time here, and good luck here with the Wolves Friday night.
All right, thanks for having me on.
You bet, Coach. Coach Lucas Isaacson joining us here from the Lobos of Lamore Litchell Marion. We'll be back with more of our pregame show. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Thunder Country 98.3.